Peace, I'm Laura Winters. Today marks 6 months as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on in the Middle East. It is the result of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel on October 7th. It is believed Hamas still holding 99 living hostages.
This has been some incredible evening before it even starts, because people, they wanted to contribute to a cause of making America great again, and that's what's happened. We're going to make America great again.
Donald Trump speaking outside the campaign fundraiser event in Palm Beach Saturday night with wife Melania by his side. Big donors turning out. The event expected to take in an estimated $50 million. That's way more money than President Biden raised at an event with former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. That event taking in $25 million. Donald Trump on social media writing, it's the biggest night in fundraising of all time. And he tells reporters,
the election's going to be in now a little more than 6 months, and it's going to be the most important, I believe, election we've ever had. I think it's going to go down as the most important date in the history of our country. That's November 5th will be the most important date in the history of our country.
Turning now to sports and NCAA action, it will be Purdue against UConn Monday night in Glendale, Arizona, battling it out for the number one spot in men's college basketball. The game at 9:20 p.m. Eastern. On Saturday night, Purdue beating NC State 63-50 and UConn beating Alabama 86-72. And the final Wheel of Fortune episode, hosted by Pat Sajak, scheduled to air on June 7th, marking the finale of the show's 41st season. Sajak, who announced last year that this season would be his last, will be replaced by Ryan Seacrest. Sajak will remain as a consultant for the next 3 years. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
A check now on your money, the Dow gaining 307 points at the close Friday, the market reacting to news that 300,000 new jobs added in March. That's 100,000 more than expected. The NASDAQ up almost 200 points, the S&P 500 up 57.
We're going to move heaven and earth to rebuild this bridge as rapidly as humanly possible.
In other news, President Biden touring the port of Baltimore where the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after a huge cargo ship hit it.
The damage is devastating, and our hearts are still breaking. Eight construction workers went into the water when the bridge fell. Six lost their lives. Most are immigrants, but all were Marylanders. Hardworking, strong, and selfless.
And here's Maryland Governor, Democrat Wes Moore.
The city of Baltimore is stronger today than ever before.
To the Middle East now, after a phone call between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel is ramping up aid flow to Gaza. President Biden urging leaders in Egypt and Qatar to press Hamas for a deal with Israel to release the 99 hostages still being held since the terrorist attack back on October 7th. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby telling reporters,
one of the messages that the president had for Prime Minister Netanyahu was, let's get this done. Let's get a deal in place so that we can get a ceasefire for a matter of weeks in place.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.